Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast number 26 on the poem Grandfather, written by Derek Mahon. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. The first poem by Derek Mahon on your course is Grandfather. In the poem, Derek Mahon recalls a time when his grandfather had a workplace accident in a shipyard that forced him to retire. He came to live in the poet's house as part of his recovery. Thankfully, Grandfather rediscovered his humour and his routine, and in no time he was up and about the house, occupying himself with little jobs. Sometimes he was very noisy and couldn't but be noticed. At other times he was never there when the family called him. The poet tells us that each night, Grandfather was careful to lock his bedroom door and switch off the light. Sadly, however, the poet realises that time passes for everyone, and since Grandad is an old man, these precious days in his company are numbered. The next heading is theme. The themes of old age and relationships are both suggested in the poem. Though an old man, Grandfather returns to his youthful inquisitiveness, busying himself with wood, as a child might have played with blocks and toys to occupy his time. However, the poet and his grandfather both realise he is no longer a young man and that each day is indeed precious. Ultimately, there will come a day when Grandfather can no longer set the clock against the future, and one day he will not be there when you call. For quote 3, in your worksheet, write down 3 lines or phrases in the poem which you find interesting or descriptive or memorable. There are several interesting lines that create a strong impression of the grandfather. Can you include one or two of these quotes in your selection? The fourth heading on your worksheet is imagery. The poet uses a metaphor of industrial machinery to represent grandfather's past life. However, the image of boilers and gantries is rolled away to reveal a different landscape from the grandfather's youth, which only he can recapture. The verb recapture introduces the idea of trying to reclaim something, to hold onto something dear, an idea which is developed later in the poem. Mahon also uses an interesting simile in stanza 1. He compares his grandfather to a 4-year-old child. In one sense, it is an amusing image to think of the grandfather with his toolbox, almost as if it was a child's toy box from his formative years. But there is also something sad about the simile, which sees the grandfather return to the landscape of childhood, sometimes making a nuisance of himself, up to no good, and then at other times nowhere to be found when you want him. Life, for grandfather, has almost come full circle, and that image connects with the image of the grandfather bolting the door and setting the alarm clock against the future. It reminds us that so much time has passed for grandfather. The days have rolled away, if you want, from his childhood days to his working days in the shipyard to his final retirement. But like the grandfather, who can't be locked in or secured against the future, neither can we stop the inexorable passage of time. The next heading is language. The language is descriptive throughout the poem. The poet gives us some fleeting glimpses into the circumstances of the grandfather's working life and to his retirement. We don't know exactly how he was injured or why he retired, but simply that he was wounded. The poet makes effective use of interesting verbs to capture the image of the grandfather pottering about the house. For example, he bangs about the house. His boots can be heard thumping in the hall. He bolts the door and sets the clock. He certainly has a significant presence in the Mahon household. At other times, he is more discreet, usually when he is up to no good. The poet also includes several adjectives, such as shrewd eyes and as cute as they come, which suggest that grandfather was not just physically active around the house, but also mentally alert and sharp. As the poet says, nothing escapes him. The language also has a lovely, informal, familiar quality to it, to reflect the relationship between the poet and his grandfather. expressions such as never there when you call and up to no good create a sense of the poet sharing personal and meaningful memories which he had of his grandfather. You can read more about the descriptive painterly quality in Mahan's writing in the Technique Keynotes revision card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. We move on now to form. The poem is written in a sonnet form. It is composed of 14 lines, with the first 8-line octave building up a character sketch of the central character in the poem. The remaining 6 lines, or sestet, become more reflective as the poet tells us about his grandfather's routine of bolting the door shut and setting the clock for yet another early rise. The rhythm of the poem is quite steady and regular throughout, reminding us perhaps of the incessant movement of time. The poet also uses enjambment frequently in the poem to further create this sense of the passage of time. For example, look at the following phrases. Even on cold mornings, but after dark you hear, and each night his shrewd eyes. You can read more about the poem's form in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is sound. The poem has a regular rhyme scheme. The pattern in stanza 1 is ABBA, ABBA, while it changes in the sestet to CDE, CED. Many of the rhymes are half rhymes, such as world and childhood, or dark and clock. The half rhyme may suggest the presence of a darker theme in the poem, which emerges when the grandfather attempts to set a clock against the future, which we know is impossible. The half rhyme may also suggest the frustration and tension in the house when, for example, the family had been calling and calling grandfather, perhaps to a meal, and he fails to reply. The poet also uses onomatopoeia in the line, "You hear his great boots thumping in the hall." Note too how the sound of the boots is almost echoed through very strong rhythm in the phrase, "great boots thumping." We move on now to tone and mood. The attitude of the poet towards his grandfather is certainly respectful. The poet admires his resilience in recovering quickly from his injury and is amused at how grandfather recreates the landscape of childhood through his behaviour and habits. There is also a tone of almost amusement as the poet occasionally struggles to fully understand his grandfather, who in some ways remains elusive and difficult to pin down. Interestingly, Mahan has not included dialogue in the poem, and it is very clear that the poet positions himself as an observer of his grandfather's life rather than an active participant in it. There's also a sad tone at the end of the poem when the poet realises that grandfather someday will escape from everyone in his family as time passes and he edges closer to his death. What were your own thoughts or feelings on reading the poem? Did you feel it was a happy poem overall? Is there a warm, loving picture of the grandfather created in the poem? Perhaps you found the mood to be quite sad. Make a note of your key ideas in your worksheet and support them with a key word or phrase from the poem. Finally, we come to personal response. So, overall then, did you enjoy this poem? Did it make you think about your own grandparents? Do you think the grandfather is a likeable person? Why do you think Mahan wrote this poem? Has Mahan created a vivid impression of his grandfather in your mind? Do you think the poet may have some regrets about his time with his grandfather? Think about some of these prompts and then complete your personal response into your worksheet.